question générale qui cherche à expliquer une personne. Une personne que vous rencontrez pour la première fois. Michel Joseph, à la Voix de l'Amérique, you have just heard the first part of lesson number 52. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de cette leçon numéro 52. Cette leçon a servi de révision. Les révisions sont essentielles à notre progrès. Nous continuerons dans quelques instants et restez à l'écoute. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us. Welcome back to lesson number 52 of English USA. Nous retrouvons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner au zoo de New York. Il bavarde avec un gardien de zoo, a zookeeper. Nous allons continuer nos révisions, le vocabulaire et les expressions déjà entendues au cours de leçons précédentes.
I like this place. It's very beautiful.
I like it too. It's like the country.
But it's in the city. Horst, the zoo is old. Are some parts new?
Oh, yes. We move animals, we repair buildings, we plant trees and flowers.
It's hard work.
It's nice work.
And people like the zoo. What time do you come to work?
I come early in the morning. There is always a doctor here. I go home at 4:00.
What time does your wife come to work?
She studies the animals. Sometimes she comes early. Sometimes she comes late. She's over there now.
Where?
See those people under the tree? They're talking.
Yes, I see. Which one is your wife?
She's very tall.
Does she have black hair?
Yes, she does. She's wearing a green shirt and brown pants.
Who are those people with her?
I think they are teachers.
I don't see any animals with them. Where are the animals?
My wife is talking about the animals. Then they will visit them. Excuse me. I want to talk to my wife. I'm going to meet you in a minute.
That's fine. Can I get a cup of coffee?
Yes, that's good. I'm going to meet you there. Walk straight ahead. Thanks. Did you have some coffee?
Yes. Do you want some?
No, thanks.
Do you buy animals?
Yes, we buy some animals. I don't buy them, but other people here buy the animals. We buy from other zoos. Many of our animals are born here. Their parents were born here. Sometimes their grandparents were born here.
Are zoos important?
I think so.
Why?
First, we are saving some animals.
What do you mean?
There are too many people. We don't have enough animals. We put some animals in zoos to save them.
Anything else?
Some people can't travel far. Do you travel a lot?
Yes, I do.
Some people can't travel. But all the people in New York can come to this zoo. They can have a wonderful day in the zoo. They can see interesting animals. They can be outside. They can go from the city to the country.
Thank you. Nous avons revu aujourd'hui des expressions et des mots courants. Essayons maintenant de répondre à Martin Lerner aussi bien que possible. Allez-y.
Please tell me your name. Please spell your name. Please give me your address. Do you go to a zoo? What animal do you like? Where is the zoo? Do you have a brother? Do you have any children? Is it family? An apartment or a house?
Passons à une autre section. Une section plus descriptive, plus précise. L'heure. What time do you come to work? À quelle heure venez-vous au travail? What time do you come to work? What time does your wife go to work? À quelle heure votre femme va-t-elle au travail? What time does your wife go to work? What time do your children go to school? À quelle heure vos enfants vont-ils à l'école? What time do your children go to school? Pour décrire une personne, encore une fois, la question est... Par exemple, si votre femme est dans une foule, telle que la femme du gardien de zoo, Martin Lerner lui demande « Which one is your wife ?» Laquelle de ces personnes est votre femme ?« Which one is your wife ?» La même question peut se poser pour d'autres membres de votre famille. « Which one is your daughter ?» Which one is your husband, votre mari? Et ainsi de suite. Adjectif descriptif. Tall. She's tall. Elle est grande. Short. Petit ou petite. She's short. Short hair. Des cheveux courts. Long hair. Des cheveux longs. Pour les directions, on revoit les directions dans ce texte aussi, dans le dialogue entre Martin Lerner et le gardien de zoo. Il lui indique une certaine direction. Il lui dit « Straight ahead ». Devant vous. « Straight ahead ». Tout droit. Autre possibilité, to your left, à votre gauche, to your right, à votre droite. Walk straight ahead, marchez tout droit. Walk to your left, walk to your right. And that's it for lesson number 52 of English USA. Et voilà qui termine cette leçon numéro 52 d'English USA. C'était une révision de beaucoup d'expressions connues et moins bien connues. On continuera ainsi. Pratiquez chez vous ou entre amis. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
Cherry, cherry, en amour.